It's time for the Geek Game. Too long, didn't read.
And welcome into the Geek Cave Studios for this very special first edition of Geek Cave TLDR, the news that you just didn't have time to read. I'm Darren.
Woo.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Yeah, this is the first new show of Geek Cave 3.0, and we're launching it a month early because Warner Brothers, holy shit.
Jeez, crow, Warner Brothers. What? Which one of yous did it? Yakko, Wacko, or Dot?
Warner Brothers, you're drunk. Go home.
So, Chad, you were the one who alerted me to this, and we've got it up on social media, and where you got it up on the Geek Cave podcast website by the time this reaches our listeners' sweet earlobes. But please.
Okay, so bottom line, new movies are going to be released in 2021.
Yay!
Warner Brothers has got 17 films on its playlist. They are the second largest movie distributor, or second largest movie studio, sorry. And they are going to release new movies into theaters in 2021. On the same day that they release them into theaters, they're also going to release it on their streaming service, HBO Max.
And all of a sudden, HBO Max now sounds like something I should get.
So,
except they're only going to be on HBO Max for like a month, and then they're going to be pulled off of that. But you can still go see it in theaters, and then it will eventually hit home media and other streaming services.
Yeah.
So this is, Darren nailed this when he said, holy shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Because this changes a ridiculous amount. You know, and we don't know the details of all this stuff in terms of the deals with the theaters and so forth. You know, if suddenly the theaters are going to get a bigger cut of the ticket price, okay, maybe there's something there. Or if the movie theaters were going to get it in the 4K HDR Dolby Atmos. But we know at least that part's not true.
Yeah.
You are going to be able to stream it 4K HD, high definition, the HDR resolutions.
Real party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With full surround sound capabilities, etc., right to your living room. Now, and it starts on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that I was about to say. Because like the image that we shared on our social media is the 2021 slate. But yeah, Wonder Woman 84, we knew about this for a little while. That's where it starts. And it won't cost subscribers any extra. And they've been throwing that little dig at Disney in every commercial I've seen so far.
Mm-hmm. So
And honestly, that's justified in my opinion.
It really is.
So the problem that we're going to run into here is, so like Wonder Woman 1984 was supposed to be just a one-off idea.
Yeah.
You know, we've been sitting on this movie for 9 months.
It's done.
You know, it's done. It's valuable, and it's not making anybody any money, and it's not entertaining anybody because it's just sitting on a shelf. If we were going to wait for the theaters to be able to open full on, we're going to be waiting until probably second quarter of 2021.
Yeah, probably another summer release.
You know, just reasonably speaking. Yeah. And they can't sit on that for a year. And so they made a deal with the theaters. We're going to do it this way. And AMC applauded that. They signed on. They're like, this is a great idea. This is going to get a new movie into our theaters, limited-wise anyway. And you're going to get some money. Everybody's going to come out ahead on this. The movie theaters only got an hour heads up from Warner Brothers, and that's the major theaters.
Ooh.
Supposedly, the smaller theaters, the major exhibitors received an hour's heads up from Warner's. Smaller exhibitors learned 7 minutes prior to the news window.
Wow.
Yikes.
And so, by and large, you might imagine that some theater companies are not quite happy with this.
No.
But unlike with, like, Universal, where it's mostly going to be the kids' movies or kind of the movies that are not box office smashes, the theaters aren't going to be able to say to Warners, we're not going to show your movies. These are some of the biggest budget, you know, biggest splash movies that are going to be coming out. I mean, I can understand if not everyone wants to go see, you know, Cry Macho. You know, I don't even know what that is yet.
I'm hoping it's a Randy Savage documentary.
And I can understand Justin probably being the only one of us that wants to see Space Jam: A New Legacy.
I'll see it.
We're going to re-edit that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, I meant to say Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I want to go see that.
Because I just like the old one, and it's perfect in my mind's eye, and I don't want to see it changed or remade or rebooted. But with movies like Dune, Suicide Squad, you know, Matrix 4, you know, these kind of things that they're kind of out there, but they're expected to be great big things, and they're big investments. Movie theaters not getting a cut of that anymore is a big deal.
It really is.
And so Cinemark has just kind of declined to weigh in. AMC is pissed. Those were the two that I was able to find stuff on right away. Warner Brothers is trying to play this, of course, as a win for literally everyone. Ultimately, it's a win for Warner Brothers and consumers who have HBO Max.
Yeah.
Which HBO Max is not a terribly expensive set. I got a buddy of mine that has it, or had it for like Game of Thrones. You know, I think that was on HBO Max, right? Or was that on HBO Now? Or
I think it was HBO Now or something like that.
Okay. So
HBO anyway. When?
Soon. HBO Soon.
The new HBO Now Max.
H Bassoon.
Are we sure HBO isn't run by Marvel?
It might be. But in terms of your too long didn't read, and I realize that this Warner Brothers is set to return movies to the studio system of distribution exhibition that was alive and well in the 40s and 50s. Warner Brothers owns the studio. Warner Brothers owns the streaming service. And so it's no different than Warner Brothers owning the theater that you also went into.
Right. I did find Regal Cinemas did not respond yet to the HBO Max announcement, but they did respond to Wonder Woman 84.
Yeah.
Basically saying, if you asked me if it's good to open Wonder Woman 84 in December, my answer is no. It should be waiting until February, then it could be a huge movie. We wouldn't want to open it and be disappointed. So basically, they're not too happy about it.
Yeah. Seems that there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
So, is it ultimately a good idea? Well, for us, probably in the short term, yeah. You know, short term, consumer-wise, this is a good move. Long term remains to be seen.
I would agree with that.
Unless you don't have HBO Max. I had a free trial of it for 3 months. It was okay. I don't have it now because I've also got Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Amazon, and it's just, how many more do I need?
Well, what were you saying, Darren?
Well, you could just sign up for like a month at a time, I guess. Sign up for right before one of the big movies hits, watch it, unsubscribe. It should equate to about a movie theater ticket price, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose.
I mean, what is it, $15 a month, something like that?
Probably something like that. And if they're not charging a premium on top of it.
Right. So
it's
or
honestly,
I could just wait a month and go see it in a less packed theater.
Yeah, you could.
It'll probably cost more.
I sneak in my own snacks.
I would say even the ticket price would probably be more. And the theater is not actually going to benefit all that much from it.
Oh, you know, I know.
Which is kind of that. And that's that's the balance point that we don't know. We don't know if there's been a different deal made, but it doesn't sound like it the way that Warner's is selling this. And AMC wouldn't be anywhere near this upset if they were getting a bigger cut of the ticket price.
Yeah.
So, so like I say, short term, this will be good for us because it's going to get brand new entertainment in front of us, even if we have to go through HBO Max and, you know, but it's 17 films for the year, you know, unless there's just like a 5 months of nothing coming out, it would be worth it for the year, you know, to say, okay, 1 year I'm going to do this, you know, and we'll say $15. So $180 for the year, but it's 17 brand new movies plus the 10,000 other hours of stuff that HBO and Warner Brothers has, which isn't that like all of DC?
Not all. Apparently they lost they didn't lose the rights, but Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice left the streaming service not that long ago because apparently they only did a short-term deal for their own content.
Weird.
Yeah. But you'll get... For those of you who have kids, you'll get new Sesame Street, new Looney Tunes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll also get the new Justice League.
Yeah, the Zack Snyder cut.
You know, so, I mean, that, like I said, for a one-year thing, it really is kind of a good deal. The problem will be what happens in 2022. And yeah, we could play what ifs and hypotheticals all day long, but the reality will still be if Warner Brothers makes enough money doing this HBO Max streaming their brand new movies directly to the TV screens, don't expect to see a lot of it coming to actual theaters again.
Right. This could be that big jump into an all digital era as far as, you know, theatrical releases go that we've been kind of anticipating and waiting to see.
You know, I'm not a business person, and I'm certainly not a theater owner, but there'd be a big part of me as a theater owner that would start exploring old movies, like not second run, not third, like we're talking going back to original Blues Brothers era and looking at kind of those forgotten classics I put in great big air quotes.
Yeah.
And looking at ways of returning those, you know. Didn't we see this year like E.T. was one of the top movies of the year this year because the drive-in theaters were able to reopen with some of those older movies. And so you saw these movies from the 80s that were just making huge amounts of money. And there's every reason to think that that would probably be a sustainable market if you could curate the right list. But hell, yeah. If I got 10 screens in the theater and 8 of them are going to be a variety of genres from different decades, somebody's going to come see them. Somebody, there is some mother out there, hi mom, who would love to see An American in Paris, you know, the Gene Kelly, you know, movie, and see that on the big screen, just like Justin and I went and saw Ghostbusters on the big screen.
Yeah.
And like 2015. Why? Because it was Ghostbusters in the GD theater and we were not old enough to see it the first time.
You know, yep.
What? Same reason that I went to go see Blues Brothers in the theater. Why? Because I wasn't there to see it the first time.
A couple years back, I saw Nightmare Before Christmas in the theater because...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you? That movie is a treasure.
It really is.
So, too long didn't read. Studio System's coming back. Yay!
Woohoo! So, just a wrap-up. This is one of the new parts of Geek Cave 3.0. Don't know if it's going to be weekly, bi-weekly, or what, but basically, when big headlines come out, we'll sum them up for you, and then send you to geekcavepodcast.com, where you can find the full story there. Also, just another news snippet while I've got everyone here. The new DuckTales series from Disney has officially been canceled as of the end of season 3.
I heard, and I'm pissed.
Yeah, because they were building towards a Darkwing Duck spinoff. They'd done like a special two-part episode and everything as a pilot. But now that show is going to Seth Rogen, and it's not going to be connected to DuckTales 2017. And what is life?
Can you still sit pleased with the 3 years of excellent content you got?
It's been fantastic, and it sounds like the creators were well aware of Disney having this rep of canceling good shows after 3 seasons, so they went into this 3rd season with the expectation that it would be canceled.
Okay, well...
Well, at least there's that. Problem is, we can never expect Disney to release the 3rd season on disc.
They haven't released the first two.
No, but I'm thinking like Gargoyles and anime.
Yeah. You know. Disney must have this phobia of the number 4.
Yeah, they probably learned it from, you know, Valve.
No, that was... Valve doesn't like 3. Disney doesn't like 4.
Like 4. Because they've yet to release the 4th season of The Muppet Show on home media.
Yeah.
It's also why we didn't get a 4th Mighty Ducks, I'm convinced.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, shall we bring it home, folks?
Gentlemen, 'tis been a pleasure, even when it's, you know, unfortunate news.
Yes. So... As Darren said, this is one of our new episodes, probably going to be released more regularly in the coming year.
Yeah.
We hope you guys like it. We hope you like the new stuff we're putting out, the changes we've made to the old stuff. Nothing too drastic. So, you know, we're trying to have more fun with it, and we hope you enjoy it too.
Yes. And to those of you who've reached out over the many years we've been doing this and you liked the show, some of you have been inspired to start your own podcasts. We're so happy to hear that, and we hope you stick with us all the way through 2021. Stay safe, and remember, everyone's a geek for something.